Surrey Mounties are warning the public about the statutory release of a dangerous sex offender into the city. Police have not revealed where Leonard Ramstad, 56, is residing in Surrey. In 2019, he was convicted of sexual interference of a person under 16 years old, and in 2021 was convicted of sexual interference of a person under 14 years old. Police say he poses a risk to young children and adolescent girls and has been designated a dangerous offender. Ramstad has received statutory release ahead of the completion of his sentence in September 2026, Sergeant Tammy Lobb said, after which he will be subject to a 10-year long-term supervision order. Read also, Surrey RCMP warn of sex offender who poses risk to girls, women, including strangers. In the meantime, Ramstad must abide by terms of his release, including not consuming, buying or possessing alcohol or drugs other than prescribed medication, not to be in the presence of or communicate directly or indirectly with children under age 16 unless supervised by a person whom the court considers appropriate, not to seek or hold employment or volunteer in a position of trust or authority over children younger than 16, and not to be in, near, or around places where children under age 16 are likely to be, such as daycares, elementary and secondary schools, parks and playgrounds, swimming pools and recreational centers. Further, the Surrey RCMP will be working in partnership with the Correctional Service of Canada, Community Corrections and other stakeholders to monitor Leonard Ramstad via traditional police methods as well as electronic monitoring, Lobb said. Police ask anyone who sees or knows of Ramstad violating any of these conditions to call 911 immediately. He's 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighs 234 pounds and has pale skin, blue eyes, thin medium-length brown and gray hair, and a short brown and gray beard. Meantime, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke issued a statement Tuesday saying she's absolutely appalled and outraged that not one, but two dangerous sex offenders have been released into our community in a mere two-week span. It is beyond comprehension why multiple high-risk offenders are being unleashed into our city, which has the largest youth population in BC. This is utterly unacceptable. The blatant disregard for the safety and security of our community, particularly our most vulnerable individuals, is a grave injustice that cannot be overlooked, Locke said. She said she's calling on Corrections Canada to ensure such individuals are released throughout all BC jurisdictions in a proportionate manner. This burden must be borne by all communities. I further call for rigorous monitoring following the release of any such individuals into this community so that it does not further task our police service and create risk for our residents. The protection of our community must be prioritized above all else.